Wright said he's running because his vision is significantly different from the Republican legislature on a number of issues.
I think we ought to have an opportunity society where every child receives an education that will prepare them for the 21st century. I think we need to have a society where every job is a pathway out of poverty and not part of a self-perpetuating cycle of poverty. You know, there I'm talking about, you know, really advancing the minimum wage. I think everyone needs to have access to adequate health care, and sickness doesn't lead to bankruptcy. The issue before the legislature right now is Medicaid expansion. I think that's a very important issue. We need to have an environment, you know, where we have clean air and clean water that are healthy for people to breathe and to consume. But we also need to talk about, climate change and global warming is an important part of our economy.
You said a major problem is that Utah is currently a one-party state.
The one-party state seems to be in the hand of the most radical elements of the Republican Party. And until we get a second party with some measure of power in the legislature, we're not going to be able to make changes that need to occur. And the one party state really it manifests itself in poor public policy, but also in an arrogance of power and public corruption. John Swallow is a perfect example of that.
Wright said he's challenging Craig Powell, although Powell is not part of the extreme element in the GOP.
Actually, Craig's a pretty good guy. I personally like Craig. I've talked to him many times. But I think he tries to straddle the fence. He is not inherently one of those radical right-wing nutcases that are prevalent in the Republican Party. I think for that reason, he's probably going to get challenged in the Republican convention. But he tries to straddle the fence, and he'll come up with some fairly moderate views on some issues. I do believe he and I agree on environmental issues. On the other hand, one of the things that really motivated me to get in the race was he signed the amicus letter to the 10th Circuit Court opposing gay marriage, and I think that is just on the wrong side of history and the wrong side of the way our country is going right now.
House District 54 includes Part City, where Wright lives, and Wasatch County, which is Powell's home base. In Wasatch, he said a portion of the populace likely will not support him, but the county is changing.
A lot of folks from Summit County are moving in that direction. I've been looking at voter registration figures. The District 54 has some of the highest new voter registration figures in the state since the 2012 election. So we've gotten a lot of new voters that we don't know too much about. And we have a lot of voters in the district that typically don't vote in off-year elections. But I think the issues are powerful enough that if I can get them interested, we can get voters out that normally wouldn't might not come out. I think you could probably characterize my campaign as a populist campaign.
Democratic contender for House District 54, Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.